Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast, and I hope you're having a wonderful day out there today. And I believe this is church night. It's time to get out and go to the house of God this evening, hear your preacher, your man of God, your choir, amen, and be around God's people tonight in the house of God. We're going to finish the message that we began the beginning of the week on the incarnation of Christ. This is part three of the message.
Who's Jesus, you say? Well, according to the Word of God, go back to John chapter number 1 again. According to the Word of God, I want to get this nailed down. Look at verse number 10. He was in the world. Hey, he who? If you say it this way, God. He was in the world, and the world was made by him. Who made the world? God made the world. He was in the world. Y'all get that? He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Verse number 11, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. When the wise men came, the scribes, the Pharisees, they knew where he was going to be born. Brother Jacob, they knew exactly where he was going to be born. They said Bethlehem. They were looking for him, but yet they missed him because he came in a manger and didn't come as a king. They missed, and the world knew him not. And his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. That's relationship. He's got that power this morning to make you a child of God. If you say, preacher, I thought I was already a child of God. No, you're a child of Adam right now. If you get saved with the grace of God, you become a child of God. Amen. You're only saved by relationship. Look at verse 13. Which were born not of blood. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even in the believe on his name, which were born not of blood, that's you and me, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh. Verse number 1. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh. Who's that talking about? Who's the only one it can be talking about? It's talking about God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And I like this right here. Underline this in your Bible. And we beheld his glory. The glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and of truth. Now, I want to tell you tonight, this morning, I believe, if you go down there, y'all don't have to turn to it. I'm going to read it. Hebrews chapter number 2, verse 5. For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak? But one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Notice this next part. Thou crownest him, talking about Jesus, with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. And thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not under him, put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. Verse 9, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Don't you see this morning that Jesus did something for you that the angels couldn't do? Jesus did something for you that Adam couldn't do. Jesus did something for you that no man could do for you. No, I'm going to tell you something. God Almighty had a plan, thank God. Jesus was not plan B. No, Jesus was still on plan A. God Almighty knew what was coming. And if God was going to show and demonstrate his love towards you and me, the only way that it could be is that God become flesh and dwelt among us. Now, I want you to think about this for just a minute. In the eons of time, I don't know how long we've been here. I'd say probably we've only been here around 6,000 years. But there's always been an eternity. 6,000 years. Y'all sang about it this morning. An amazing grace. About 10,000 years from now. Y'all sing 10,000 years from now. Over in the book of Micah, it speaks about he came from everlasting. I hate to tell you, amen, but today was his first day. He's come from everlasting, he's gone to everlasting. So with these angels in heaven, I begin to think about this. God is a spirit. We were talking about this last night at Shasha's mom's. Me and my brother-in-law and sister-in-law was sitting there musing a little bit. This came out of the conversation. We're sitting there, and out of the eons of time, these angels would approach the throne of God, and it would be so bright that they couldn't even look upon him. It would be so holy, they couldn't even come near him. So awesome that all they saw was the brightness. They could see the movement of God. They could see what God was doing, but yet they couldn't approach him. It was so vast, so holy. Luke chapter number 2. And suddenly, verse 13, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. What are you saying, preacher? I'm telling you, I believe every angel in glory peeked over the glory world for just a little while and said, let me look at the face of God. Can I just look into the manger? Can I just look down there and see him? I've been looking towards that brightness for a long time, but no man has seen God at any time. But can I just look upon the face of my Savior? My God, amen. The one I've been worshiping for time on end. They look down and they begin to look in the peak of the face of Jesus. I said, oh, how beautiful, how wonderful, how glorious. They begin to go over there and tell the shepherds. They said, hey, you've got to come see this. Hey, if you get a chance, just break from what you're doing for a little while. Go up to Bethlehem and look at the face of God. What you'll see is magnificent. The shepherds were never the same. Even after they'd left the manger, they come back a-skipping. You say, what are they doing? They're praising and glorifying God. You know why? They just saw God in the flesh. Hallelujah. Yeah, witness history is going to change the course of humanity for all of eternity. Do you know what we're celebrating today? Look here. Y'all want to look at these people? I can't never understood why somebody going to worship a God on a shelf. Why somebody going to worship a carven figure. Why somebody wants to make a golden calf. I don't understand it when you got God living among us. It made no sense. Can I tell you what God did? God made it all personal. God had the massiveness. God had the glory. God had all of those things. But you know what he did? He wanted to make it personal so that you and I could come around him and you and I could love on him. You and I could reach out and shake his hand. You and I could kiss his face. Hey, listen, when Mary anointed the feet of Jesus, it was right. Yeah. Thank God she was doing something for the glory of God. Amen. And when we get the glory, what are we going to do? Hey, listen, I can't carry it up with me, but I'm going to be at his feet. Amen. Glorifying the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about, friend. Can I tell you the greatest Christmas story is a story about Jesus. It's a story about him. God is so holy. I want you to think about this. How would you ever approach God? How would you ever approach God? How could you come nigh to God? How could you ever come close to the Lord? Begin to think over there about how that the Lord in his ascension, he's speaking to them. He's telling them the instructions. Go into all the world, preach the gospel, teaching them, observe all the things whatsoever I've commanded you. So I go away. And while he's talking to them, he just descends right up off the ground. And the disciples are standing there. I'd been standing there in amazement too, hallelujah. You say, he ain't God in the flesh. Well, how could he walk on water? He ain't God in the flesh. How could he touch the blinded eyes? He ain't God in the flesh, you say. Well, how in the world could he reach over that briar down there? Listen, how could he reach down there and touch the briar and that guy and that little son get up? How could that happen? I'm going to tell you something. He's God in the flesh. How could he ascend to heaven? I ain't never seen you do that. Jesus was God in the flesh. He ascended up to heaven. That's what he said. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, But y'all said, so said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you've seen him go. I'm going to tell you something this morning. Thank God the real Christmas story is not about the end of Christ, though the real Christmas story is only what Christ did for us. But I promise you this, he is coming back again, thank God. When we go on, we find it. Our Lord and Savior, we understand that was after he done ascended to heaven. But I want you to know while he was on earth, he went to the cross. I'm talking about God. Now listen, it's what God done for you and me. He made salvation available through himself. You say, how do you know that, preacher? God provided himself a lamb. That's what Abraham told his son Isaac. God will provide himself a lamb. And that's what he did. Can you think about the one who formed the mountains that we walk on? The one who created the sunrise. The sunset. Could you imagine reaching back and pulling the cat of nine tails and whipping him? That's how we treated our Creator. But yet, while hanging between heaven and hell, with nails pierced through his hands and through his feet, with a crown of thorns upon his head, I believe with tears in his eyes, he looked across humanity and he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what to do. And when he hung up, when he hung his head, the Bible said he gave up the ghost. Before he said that, he said, it is finished. The mission has been accomplished. You say, where is he at right now? John chapter number 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are what? Thank God, y'all looking at the man down at the floor wondering how we're going to get out of this mess. I'm about to tell y'all, listen here, we're going to get out of this thing. We're going to be just fine. You know that? In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you that he can't lie because he's God. And if I go and prepare a place for you, y'all help me. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Now go over to Thessalonians. Chapter number, 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 4. Look down there, verse number 16. And listen, I know, look here, the world's done went to hell in a handbasket. But thank God our God hadn't. Thank God. Listen, you know what I got for Christmas? I tell you, man, what I got for Christmas this year, man, I appreciate it. Boy, I thank God for all the cards, all the things that come in. I'm telling you, it's just a blessing. I tell you, I got a renewed strength from this word this Christmas. God began to show me how much he loved me, how much he cared for me, how much he's not going to leave me, thank God. When all the frill and the thrill's gone, you can still have something going into January on. Look at verse number 16. You can get past them first two words right there. Look here. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. The next thing on God's prophetic calendar. I don't know who the Antichrist is, but I can already see his work taking place on earth. The next great thing to take place is verse number 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Hey, some of you like me this morning, y'all got some loved ones out there. Amen. It couldn't be in the service this morning. They're in the graveyard today. And listen, when you get to thinking about them things, you get kind of sorrowful and you get sad. But can I tell you, this could be the very day, amen, that the Lord Jesus Christ descends from glory, amen. And with a shout, they all get up before us and we go meet them in the air, thank God. This could be the day, thank God.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.